lot of investment opportunities out there that we can choose from. And the one that we go with will often depend on our own goals and what we feel comfortable with. But trading on currencies is a great option that can open us up to many choices and a lot of profits, all in one place. When you are ready to learn more about how the Forex market works and what you're able to do with it, make sure to check out this guidebook to help you get started. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy it. Legal disclaimer. All the information in this book is for general educational purposes only. Results are not guaranteed and may vary. Nothing in this book should be taken as financial advice. Please always consult with a professional in this field before you take action. Chapter 1. What is Forex Trading? There are a lot of different methods that we are able to utilize when it comes to trading, but in this guidebook, we are going to take some time to look more at how we can work with the Forex trading market. There are many benefits to working with the Forex market, and it can provide us with a good deal of opportunities that we are able to work with on this market. So we are able to go through and learn how to do some investing with Forex. What is Forex trading? Forex, which stands for Foreign Exchange Market, is going to be considered one of the biggest financial markets available in the world. This is going to be a market that refers to currency exchanging trading. Currencies are important in our world. Without them, it would be really hard to purchase and sell goods, and we would have to go back to the bartering system, which is not that effective. And bartering is not effective if we want to do international trade. If you plan to purchase something in another country, and their currency is different than yours, or they don't accept your currency, then you would want to use the Forex market. This will allow you to exchange your currency for the currency of choice in order to complete the sale. Or, if you would like to go and visit another country, you can use the Forex market in order to get your currency changed over before you get to that country. Those are some of the most common uses of the Forex market, but there is the opportunity for us to work on it as a form of investing. And when it is done in the right manner, you will be able to make some big profits in the process. However, to make this work, you need to really understand how the market works and be able to watch the market and how the currencies go up and down in relation to one another. Let's dive in to see more about the basic concepts that come with Forex trading to help us get started with this option as well. The concepts of Forex trading. The first part that we need to look at when it comes to Forex trading is the majors. The majors are going to refer back to the major currencies that are going to be traded on a regular basis on the Forex market. The stock market is going to come with thousands of shares that the investor is able to come in and do their investing with. These options are going to be the ones that you most likely choose when picking out the currencies that you want to trade. These are going to be based on some of the common trends that come through and understand the countries that provide us with advantages of picking the undervalued and overvalued. So you pick out the right ones to trade. To start with here, the 8 countries that are considered the majors will include 1. The United States. 2. Australia. 3. Switzerland. 4. United Kingdom.